Louis Navalier. It is Friday, February 24th. Well, the economic news was shocking. They had consumer spending up 1.8% in January. They were expecting 1.4. So remember, retail sales went up 3% in January, but I was suspicious of some seasonal adjustments. So I'm still suspicious of that retail sales number, but it's very clear that spending went up in January. Now, of course, Social Security was boosted, I think, over 8.7%, and the weather was good, and that aided spending, and auto sales were especially strong in January. So we're not in a recession. The other news, though, is the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, the Fed's favorite inflation indicator, rose in January. It's not falling like the CPI and the PPI are. That's a problem, okay? So what that means is the Fed's job isn't done, and they are going to have to figure out what they're going to do. The end of the interest rate cycle is not over, and it's as simple as that. Now, whether they do 25 or 50 basis points does depend on market rates. There are a lot of doves on the Fed, but two non-voting members, the Cleveland Fed president, the St. Louis Fed president, have been calling for 50 basis point hikes. So it's going to get interesting. And this is coming at the end of earnings season, so it's going to get bumpy. It's as simple as that. Now, yesterday it was bumpy, but we had a phenomenal day due to energy and shipping stocks. We also had five stocks announce earnings, so they were gapping up on that. But I'm running out of earnings to be announced, okay? So I do want you to prepare for it to get a little bumpy out there. I do want to also remind everybody that our P ratios are much lower than the market, and also a lot of our stocks, of course, pay very generous dividends. So that means they might bend instead of break. I've been citing the relative strength that our stocks have to a lot of clients, and some people are not impressed by that. You know, some days when the markets are down 2, we're down 0.7, and that makes me happy, but it doesn't make them happy, because that's obviously still down. So that's the environment we're in right now, and it is a Friday. Traders like to leave for the weekend, and so it's going to be pretty bumpy today. So, with that said, nothing much has changed. Your best defense, strong offense. I think we have to be very, very careful here moving forward. The analyst guidance is the key for us. If analysts are revising their estimates higher for our stocks, we're safe. If they start to cut estimates, that's not a good thing. Okay. So it's going to be slim pickings out there. It's a top 15% market where you got to stay in the creme de la creme. And you should not be invested in the broad market and index funds or anything like that. That's not going to work out too good for you right now. So that's it. That's your update for today. It's Louis Navalier. I'll keep updating this podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.